Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
When my phone rang, she found a someone new. No surprise.
G'day, Pittsburgh Steelers fans. Welcome to Behind the Steel Curtain. My name's Mark Davison, one of your favorite Aussies from Steelers Touchdown Under. And this episode of today is the Bye Bonanza special. Our Pittsburgh Steelers are 3-3. We're heading into the bye, so right now, what I'm feeling, what you guys might be feeling too, all around the world as Steelers fans, I think we have a second chance. I really think we have a new lease on our Steelers team. 3-3. Yes, we started out with a win over the Bills, and then we dropped three straight after. But hey, now look, we're going into the bye. We've won two in a row over the Denver, over the Seahawks. And this is something we can build on. We need to get healthy. Once we start to get healthy, we have a massive matchup against the Browns. But it's also a good time to sit back, reflect, and just think how far we've come so far into the season. So we're going to do that by answering a few questions with like the offensive MVP, defensive MVP, things of that nature, as Tomlin says. But let's start the show straight away. Let's go into maybe the biggest one and the reason how we are 3-3, or the Steelers are 3-3. The offensive MVP for me might be the guy chosen by everyone along the BTSE staff. I'm going to choose Najee Harris. I can't not choose anyone else. At this time, he's just playing such good football. He is the leader on our offense. The way he runs with passion, the way he's getting past blockers, he's getting stuffed in the backfield. He jukes, he drives, he puts his arm up for a stiff arm, and then next minute he's away for 4 yards. I'm just waiting to see him break one. I'm waiting to really just to get behind him on a 70-yard run, a bit like Derrick Henry does in the NFL. Those moments, those runs will come in this game with his career. It's slowly building behind this offensive line, but my props go to him. My offensive MVP goes to Najee Harris at, 388 yards on the ground, two TDs rushing, 244 yards in the air, two TDs receiving. This bloke is simply amazing right now. There's a reason why we took him number one. There's a reason why we're running Najee 80% of the time, and maybe we do need to mix in a little bit of the second running back more than what we have just now. But for right now, Najee is the key to this offense. He is our MVP. heading into the deep defensive side, the MVP for this one, I'm going to go a little bit off center. It's not that the most splashiest guy like Cameron Hayward or TJ Watt. I'm going to choose Minka Fitzpatrick, number 39. He's my MVP. Now, I'm a little bit biased as well because I do like the safety position the most. It's my most intriguing position on the NFL and the most intriguing position to me as a defense. I like the way you can scan the whole field, and sometimes it can just be you as a safety and the quarterback. You're watching his eyes. You're watching his movements and see where he can go with the football. But I do think Minka is playing a vital role with our defense at the moment. 47 tackles, one forced fumble. He hasn't got no interceptions just yet. However, I do like the way how he's running all over the field, and he's getting after the ball carrier. He's just everywhere. He's a missile on defense. He's just, you know, he's slowly building into this role too. Like, it's, think not too many things are getting past him. Yes, there are a few missed tackles here and there, but that's the nature of the game. So I might be the only one who chooses Minka. I just think he's playing really well for this defense. And once he starts to play even better, then if Cameron Hayward and TJ Watt really start to get after it, then Minka's going to get those interceptions on those fly footballs as well. For me now, the next one here, the next question is, who is the biggest surprise on this Steelers team? And I think this player here definitely he will be chosen a few times. Trey Norwood, cornerback, seventh round pick. He's playing having such a good season so far. In the previous game versus Seahawks, there was two key plays where he took the legs out of DK Metcalf. He was just wrenched. Like, I think Metcalf's about, in my language, guys, 40 kilos. It might be even like, not so, that's too much, sorry, about 20 kilos heavier than what Trey Norwood is. But he didn't care. Norwood went in there, just put his body on the line and got the tackle, and that was fourth down. A few plays later, for another fourth down or another stop on the downs there, Trey Norwood broke up a pass. So he's doing great things in the passing game, the coverage game, the breakups. His tackling skills are pretty good. He's passionate. Lots to learn with this guy, with Trey Norwood. But I think, you know, for someone we didn't know much about, he has to be up there as one of the biggest surprises. This next segment or next idea, as I chuckle a little bit, the biggest disappointment. Now, I've got two reasons why this, to me, is the biggest disappointment. Firstly, it's Benny Snell. Benny Snell, as a running back, is... I know he got hurt in the last game, so, you know, hopefully he's okay. But as overall, during six games, Benny Snell is just not bringing anything as a second running back. And to that point as well, the Steelers haven't got a second running back. So we're using Najee for 80% of the time. We're using him. At some point, you have to let Najee take a step back, and we need someone else to fill that role and think, okay, who's gonna help out Najee a little bit? So here's a stat that I found as well. So my biggest disappointment is Benny Snell and the fact we haven't got a second running back at all. Not yet. Maybe when Ant-Mac comes back, McFarlane comes back. But our second running back carries, we have 14 carries for 20 yards. Both Snell and Ballage have 20 yards in six games. That's not Steel football. We need to be better than that. So my question is, out of this, who is our number two running back? That's a question that I want you guys to think over the next bye week. Who is our second running back? Okay, let's keep it a bit more positive. We'll move into the best moment. So the best moments for me in the Steeler team, firstly, it's that one win over the Bills. That was quite amazing to see all offseason. Every man and their dog counted us out. They said the Steelers were nothing. Big Ben was old. Who's our O-line? And yes, some of these questions are reflective of the three-game losing streak. But at the same time, when we first came out and beat the Bills, and we went 1-0, that was the best win I have seen in about 8 years. Such even better than the last two previous wins that we've have seen now in our winning streak. Such a great win. The block by Killebrew for the TD was amazing to see. It was really good just to shut the Bills up for a little bit. And yes, they're going on a bit of a streak now. They have lost one just the past few days. But it was really good to go in their house and get that 1-0 start. And here we are, 3-3. So we have a new chance, like I said, a new lease on this Steelers season. More good moments I saw was seeing Najee diving for his first TD. Ebron with a rushing TD. That surprised me. I was like, where'd that come from? I thought you were going to run that play to Najee. Next minute, Ebron's in the end zone, and I believe that's the first in history, the first tight end to rush for a TD, which that's awesome. That's so cool. It's really good to see. Ebron's having a pretty good year so far. We haven't said too many bad things about him. He's doing some good football, good catches, and he's getting involved in the offense. Now, the next part is what were the worst moments? As there is best moments in life, there can also be some worst moments. I've got to start with the play calling from Matt Canada with the 4th-and-1s were just horrible. We're slowly picking that up. We're slowly figuring out how to move this ball and not be so predictable. But at the time, watching the 4-and-1 calls and going 0-5, 4-and-1 was just laughable. Throwing behind the sticks and then thinking, oh, we can make that up and get the first down, not going to happen. Other worst moments too was the flag thrown on the block field goal. Something these refs need to sort out. Stop getting so involved in the game. Just let the fellas play. Let them play. That's all I'm going to say. Couple more. Big Ben fumbles in the O-line play, plus a few interceptions. Big Ben isn't playing the best. He's playing okay. He's playing good, okay to good. So that needs to get better. O-line is exactly the same. The O-line, we all know what's going with the struggles. That it's really a complete new O-line. They need to get it together. They need to build camaraderie. They need to, look at each other and say, we're brothers and we're going to do this. Lastly, how can I forget this one? We lost to the Bengals. That irks me quite a bit because I'm not a very I dislike the Bengals so much. However, you got to give them props. The Bengals are an angry side. They're playing angry. I believe they're four and two or three and something. I think they're 4-2. But they're playing really angry. So you have to give it to the Bengals there for coming into our house and saying we're not the same old Bengals. We're not the same old. What are they? Black and orange? Like the tiger stripes? No, I don't even know. It doesn't matter. That kind of irks me a little bit. Losing to them, the Bengals have a two win streak on us when we had for 5 years. I think we had 11 wins. But hey, look, here's the question that we're gonna leave ourselves on. And pretty much, which is, we're taking off the whole bye week, got to relax, get our health back, get our players back, let the other AFC North teams fight each other. The Browns are versus the Broncos. They're banged up. They could lose this week. Also, the Ravens versus the Bengals. That's going to be a key matchup as well. Who's going to win that one? But where do the Steelers go from here? Basically, for me, a bye week is about getting healthy and reflection. What did you do? What did you do great? And what did you do really bad? And how can you improve on that? However, the Steelers are now sitting on a two-game win streak, which helps so much. If we lost that game versus Seahawks and we were 2-4, playoffs or anything is not even talked about. It's a complete different feeling. Going 3-3, now having a chance to verse the Browns in Week 8 in their stadium, this needs to be the game of the year for the Steelers. If we go into the Browns Stadium and we play some lights out football where there is no mistakes and everyone is on their game, the Pittsburgh Steelers can go 4-3. Now think about that. You think about having a three-game winning streak from the last few weeks where it's been, you know, fire Tomlin, fire Big Ben, fire Canada, fire whoever. Fire them all. Fire Steely McBeam. Get rid of them. And if we can turn that around, look, I'll never stop believing in them. That's for one. But if we can turn that around and go 4-3, we have back-to-back home games versus the Bears and the Lions. Two other teams who are struggling right now. The Bears aren't playing that good of football. And the Lions, well, they speak for themselves. 0-6. So what I'm saying right now, Steeler Nation, is that we still have a chance. We still have a chance in this dance. It's a long season. There's a long way to go. 3-3 and the bye could not have come at a better time. So if we can get through this bye, rest our players, you know, learn, reflect, let Najee rest his legs a little bit, let him calm down just a little bit. You know, there's training. Training will come over in a few weeks. But the Pittsburgh Steelers right now, they need to fight back and they need to get a win over the Browns. If they get a win over the Browns, this is a complete different team than it was two or three or four weeks ago. As Big Ben, you know, Big Ben's almost throwing an interception. If we can limit his mistakes and the play calling's getting better, I can see this team going on a run. Because in reality, if we can beat the rival Browns, and they are not the healthiest at the moment. They are not the healthiest. Baker Mayfield is nursing, or he's playing with a hurt shoulder, or something happened to him. Some of their running backs are out. Hunt's out. They have an injury list that goes on forever. It's forever and a day. So if we can catch them at the right time, like we did with the Seahawks, any given Sunday, the Steelers can get back in this fight. But more or less, guys, I want to say thanks everyone for checking out Behind the Steel Curtain and being a part of the BTSC Bye Bonanza. But more than anything else, we just got to enjoy the bye. Take a sit, you know, sit back a little bit, get your favorite beverage, chill out, and watch the Browns lose, and then watch the Ravens versus the Bengals go at it. Thanks, guys. Thanks, everyone. Enjoy the rest of the week. Enjoy the rest of BTSC's content. It's always great. We love our Steelers. We can't wait for them to get back and beat those Brownies. All right, guys. Here we go, Steelers. Here we go.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.